Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So I guess it's like kind of rare to get lightning and thunder and snow at the same time.
Yeah.
They call it thunder snow.
Jamie.
Listen what happens when Jim Cantore gets thunder snow.
Oh, again! That's a twofer! That's a twofer, baby!
BJ.
That reminds me of me in the bedroom.
It's a twofer, baby!
Oh,
a
my
twofer!
God.
A twofer!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Five 51. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right here, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, also known as Alice 105.9, here on this Monday morning. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
What's up, producer Schvidil?
Good morning, BJ.
Good, 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 good. Looks like we're going to get some, well, rain for sure. Maybe snow.
Yeah.
Maybe Palmer snow. Divide, 1 to 4 inches, they're saying.
Yeah, wow. Is it Mother's Day over with? I thought that was the where we crest here.
That's the golden rule.
Where everything peaks and then we head into spring and summer and open up Water World and Mother's Day out of the way, right?
All bets are off now. Anything can happen.
Hey, didn't it snow like 2 Mother's Day ago? Something like
that?
I feel like
a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking of that yesterday because yesterday was crappy weather too. And I remember it being either the year before or, I don't remember, 2 years ago. I don't know. We got a pretty good snow on Mother's Day, if I remember correctly. And it feels like Mother's Day this past weekend, yesterday, came very early in the month. Being May, what, 9th, is it? It's May 9th.
Yep.
That seems early to me. I don't
really?
Know. It seems like that Mother's Day falls a little bit, maybe a week later or so. Well, nevertheless, whatever.
Right.
All right, we've got snow in the forecast today for certain parts, especially if you're on the west side of town. Rain for sure. And I'm looking at a weather app here that says 100%.
Yeah, and I think it starts around 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. All right, we've got a lot to cover today. There's lots going on. First of all, Spadil has lost his wallet. This is terrible.
I haven't seen it since Friday.
I just found out.
How are you not freaking out, dude? Yep.
I kind of am. I've been playing video games all weekend, so I haven't needed it. Yeah. And then I woke up this morning, and it was time to come to work, and I was looking for my wallet, and I couldn't find it. The last time I remember having it was getting a burger.
Yeah, it could be gone forever.
Forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you don't have... Do you have a lot of credit cards and stuff in there?
I had 3 credit cards in there, my ID, my health insurance card, and like $40.
Have you checked your accounts? Like your credit card statements and all
they
that?
They haven't been charged or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was the first thing I checked this morning.
All right, complete panic. We have a cheating horse at the Kentucky Derby, it looks like, right?
Sounds like it, man.
Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if he helped or hurt Dogecoin.
He definitely tanked it.
Yeah.
He tanked it?
Yeah, but don't worry. Everyone's still optimistic.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Did anybody watch it?
Yeah, I did.
I saw the opening monologue. It's pretty funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody expected him to knock it out of the park because he's not an actor, right?
Yeah.
He's not a performer. He's a business dude.
Apparently, he has Asperger's.
Yeah.
He didn't say that until he was on SNL, but yeah.
I was totally surprised by that.
Yeah.
All right, lots coming up in the show. Let's see. I'm going down the list here. Mattel wants their toys back. Let's see here. gas prices are going to just skyrocket on us. Yeah, lots of stuff. The most important thing is we've got to find Schmidl's wallet. That's number one.
No
right?
joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. All your money is going to be gone.
Dude. All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. 40 degrees right now. We are going to get rain. You know, I know in the forecast they're saying winter storm.
Winter storm warning.
Warnings. There's warnings, and then there's other postings throughout the metro area. It's not started yet, but they say, just hang on, a 100% chance of rain in some areas, snow.
Yeah, I guess the foothills, there's a winter storm warning and all that. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how it goes.
How was your Mother's Day weekend,
it was
Jamie?
So fantastic.
Did you have a good time?
Oh,
all right, first
God.
Of all, you did Saturday, which was the Mother's Day Eve.
Yeah.
The big celebration with the girls.
With the girls, so that was a thing.
Yeah. did that work out okay, or are the girls getting on your nerves?
No, they don't get on my nerves. No, but there's just one. I don't know.
I saw it on your face.
There's always one.
I don't know what happens to her. I just don't know what happens.
I don't even want to guess.
Yeah, it's just something odd. But that was early and that was fine. And we got done by like 7 or whatever.
Okay, so what time did you start?
Noon.
Noon?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Noon to 7.
And I do remember parts of Saturday Night Live.
You do?
But my son told me like the skits were hilarious and I was like,
It got mixed reviews.
Yeah,
because
he was at his dad's house, and here's me. Really? He goes, yeah, Mom, remember the one part where he, and here's me.
You were just dozing in and out. You'd wake up for a second.
I totally was. But yeah, because he was really nervous at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
With his mom. And I'm talking about Saturday Night Live with Elon Musk. And he was really nervous at the beginning. I was like, oh, God, this is going to take.
Well, that whole story when his mom was trying to tell that story, that was real awkward because she was extremely awkward.
She was so nervous. I mean, it was just nerves. They were both so nervous. And then, like I said, when somebody's nervous beside you, it feeds on you, and they were both like, oh, I just wanted to save them. I wanted to get up there and save them both.
I can see it, though, because, I mean, like I said, I've been to Saturday Night Live, and when the lights come on there, it's live. It's go, 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 and sets are moving around, and all the, you know, the commotion, and you knowing that America is tuning in, in the millions, but, yeah, I could see it being nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so that was, I was like, oh, no, this is gonna go bad, but he picked it up, and it seemed like he got more comfortable as it went on.
The last skit that they did, the Mars one with Pete Davidson, if you remember that, that was the best one, I thought, by far.
I don't think Jamie.
I mean, it was late. It was like the last one. So.
I don't think Jamie remembers the last one. She barely remembers the first.
Let's see, on the Mars. Yeah. Was it funny?
It was good.
It was funny. Yeah.
We'll YouTube it.
Yeah.
Get back to you.
Yeah, so that all happened. What was I going to tell you about that? And sorry about Dogecoin, man. Yeah.
Well, it's all right. Hey, we've got hope.
I can't decide if it's on a dip and I should buy it or it's just, it ran its course. I can't decide. I'm really torn between that. I was like, do I get in on it? Because what is it, 60 cents now?
It's 51 cents right now.
And I'm like, is this a dip, you guys? Should we all get in on it? It's 60 cents a coin. What do you guys think? What are you feeling?
I haven't thought about it, to be honest with you.
No,
but I will tell you this. I did see something yesterday saying that when at the end of the, I guess it was the news portion of the show.
Weekend update.
Mm-hmm. At the very end of it, when he called it a hustle.
Yeah.
They're calling that probably the most expensive joke ever, the history of television.
Oh, is that right?
As soon as he said it, I was like, oh, don't say that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, because then it immediately dipped. It went like down like 28% after that.
Because I did see that part, and I remember that part, explain Dogecoin. Yeah, that's what they did. I remember. Yeah, that's coming back to me.
According to the joke of the hustle, it cost them $450 million.
Oh, yeah.
Calling it the most expensive joke probably ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah, well, that's a bummer right there. But I will tell you, what an amazing man to say that he has Asperger's.
Yeah. Like,
I had no idea that the man had Asperger's, and to get up there on stage and go, I'm the first human to ever host Saturday Night Live with Asperger's, that is pretty inspirational to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No joke.
Yeah,
all right,
really amazing.
Quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, a winter warning here. Winter storm warning in effect this afternoon, late into this evening, into tomorrow. More of the updates coming up. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Monday, 40 degrees, chance of rain and snow later on this afternoon. Really depends on where you are into tomorrow. Don't know if you heard this or not, Jamie, but Spadil has lost his wallet.
I did hear that.
Yeah, so he's quite shaken up this morning. So he may not be himself, he says.
Yeah, I heard that he was in the basement all weekend, which was awesome.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Well, way to be a mover and a shaker in this town, buddy.
Yeah,
I needed a weekend to do nothing after that tournament.
I was tired.
I asked him about his Mother's Day weekend if he talked to his mom. His mom was a former truck driver who now is in the pharmaceutical business. And so she's up in Sterling. So he prefaced his explanation by saying she's so far away, all he could do was call her.
Oh, okay.
Sterling's a good hour and a half away, right?
You couldn't go and take her to lunch or dinner?
No.
That's 3 hours total of driving.
Oh, okay.
But you go to Colorado Springs for a paintball tournament.
Yeah.
Well, the practice.
For practice.
Did you realize that your mom pushed your whole body out of her vagina?
Yeah.
But she's not worth it. Okay. Oh my God.
Sorry,
my kid did the funniest thing. I don't care who you are. So he and his best buddy on Saturday, right? So they were running around this little town and blah, blah, blah. So they both had a little bit of money. They both bought myself and his mom the exact same flowers, the exact same card, the Hallmark Mother's Day card, the exact same.
Yeah.
And then they had a bet with each other to see whose mom would post it first about Precious.
Yes.
Right. Who posted it first?
Well, I knew about it, so Julie did.
Oh, you let her post
first. I let her post it first, and then I was like, oh, God, son. I go, this feels so bad now. Like, I don't know if I can tell her or not that you guys are pulling this prank, because she did write about Precious, you know, because both of those kids make fun of us being Facebook moms. They're like, oh my God, let's see which Facebook mom posts about how we're so precious first.
It's so genius, though. That's a Gen Z-er thing to do.
Oh, my God. The exact same card.
You know, I feel like there's a bit of a stigma, I guess is the best word, with Facebook right now. But with younger people looking at it as just a, like you call it, a mom thing or a boomer thing or whatever, it seems to, even Starbucks yesterday announced that they're going to pull from Facebook because they're sick and tired that every post they make, somebody puts something up hating it.
Well, that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is our kids are sick of us bragging about them on Facebook. All the kids are like, they cringe because we're like, look at Precious.
Well, yeah, because they're at the age that they're actually doing stuff like honor roll and all that. Right. You want to brag about it.
So we do brag about it, but they are just totally just like, oh, Precious did this today. Look at Precious. Oh, my God, Precious.
We had the same conversation at our little gathering yesterday. Every time a picture was taken, my wife's dad would say, okay, let's head straight to Facebook.
Yep,
let's go
exactly
to Facebook.
That's exactly what the kids were saying, too.
I can't wait to post that one.
Yeah.
And obviously making fun of it, but I feel like that's going on a lot right now.
Oh, my God. I was dying. Like, who thinks of buying the exact same things and seeing which parent post it first?
A 14-year-old.
Oh, my God. I was dying.
That is
like,
epic.
But then it was so uncomfortable because she did write about Precious. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't.
You don't want to be mean to her.
I don't. Yeah. And so I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't tell her.
That gives your kid a chance to laugh at the other kid.
Yeah.
Laugh at his mother.
Yeah.
Laugh at everybody.
Oh
he
God.
Wins.
It was the funniest thing on the planet. It was just so funny. Oh, and then, so yesterday, you guys, we went to Cheesecake Factory, and it was a 2-hour wait. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
But we had planned on that. There was I even said, I bet they tell us that we can't even get in, you know, at this point. So we walk in there and the lady's like, it's 2-hour. And I'm like, okay, well, we can go all over and we have lots of stuff to do. I have a list. I was even looking for a fish friend for my fish.
Yeah.
I feel like You should see my list. My son was cracking up. It says, find friend for fish.
Yeah, you've got to be careful when you buy that sucker, though.
I mean,
because if you buy it too early in the trip,
exactly.
I mean, that guy is in a world of trouble in the car.
In his little plastic baggie.
Exactly.
Sitting on the Cheesecake Factory table.
He could blow up.
You're going to forget him there.
Yeah, so my kid was like, Mom, you know you don't have to make a list. I'm like, he's like, you can make it in your phone. I'm like, I don't like it like that. I want to write it out. And then he goes, does this say find friend for fish?
You should have bought two. Can you imagine leaving one at the Cheesecake Factory as a tip?
Right, oh. Here's a fish. Yeah.
Here's a fish for a tip.
Oh, my God. So that's right. Enjoy. And so anyway, so she's telling us it was 2 hours. That was fair. We weren't upset. We went all over that mall, which I have stories about that later. But anyway, so we come back. They texted me that our table was finally ready. We come back, and there's people coming up to her. These poor waiters and waitresses and hosts yesterday. They went through hell.
They were slammed.
Oh, my God.
Every restaurant in town.
So, one couple comes up, and they're like, oh, yeah, we were just checking on our table. And the lady goes, you just checked in 30 minutes ago, and I told you it'd be 2.5 hours, so you still have 2 more hours. So they'd walk away. We were waiting for our table to be seated. Another couple, we just wanted to see if our table was ready. And she's like, you checked in 45 minutes ago. I told you. It's like, oh, my God. It was crazy. It was so packed everywhere.
Yeah, every place was packed yesterday, and they just don't have the staff.
No.
They don't have the staff to turn over the tables like they used to do. Yeah. Simply because, you know, there's just nobody going out there looking for a job.
Well, we get stimulus.
I know.
Yay. Why work?
But I was out yesterday. I had to run to the store just to pick up a couple of items for our little gathering. And every restaurant I saw, you couldn't even find a parking space. It was so packed yesterday. Packed.
What'd you get, Lisa, by the way?
We just got some Disney stuff.
What?
Yeah, some
Isn't
Disney.
Isn't your house like just covered
more
in
more Mickey Mouse?
She loves it. Loves Disney. Oh my,
I know.
Loves
it. What'd you get her?
Got gift cards.
For the Disney store?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you laughing at? You didn't even go see your mother. You schmuck. What do you think you are? You know what? I'll turn your microphone off, you son of a...
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just reading this. What happened to Sydney Sweeney?
Who's Sydney?
Euphoria star Sydney Sweeney took to Instagram Live after a Twitter troll mocked her appearance, calling her a Muppet and ugly. She was crying.
Who is she?
She's an actress.
Oh.
She's on the show Euphoria. Apparently, she said, I am trending on Twitter right now for being ugly. And she started crying. I think it's really important for people to see how words actually affect people. She's 23 and... yeah, I'm just sitting here with my dog, watching HGTV, wearing my Snuggie, and
That's
crying.
Sad.
It is so sad, is sad, right? It brought her to tears. That's horrible. I just saw that. Sorry, I had to read it. That's awful. People just should be nicer on the Instagrams and on the social media. Yeah. Anyway, Saturday Night Live, Elon Musk. He made news, I'll tell you that, because he just killed Dogecoin. But also, he talked about how he has Asperger's. Here it is.
It's an honor to be hosting Saturday Night Live. I mean that. Sometimes after I say something, I have to say, I mean that. So people really know that I mean it. That's because I don't always have a lot of intonation or variation in how I speak. Which I'm told makes for great comedy. I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Yeah, he announced he had Asperger's, which is unbelievable. I mean, his accomplishments and all that, being so brilliant. And I think he has a double engineering degree. So
he's brilliant.
Yeah, he is brilliant. And I can't decide if he has a speech impediment or if he has an accent or what's going on with that.
I know, because he is from Canada, so but it doesn't sound like a Canadian accent.
No, it doesn't. I couldn't figure that out the whole show. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't figure, quite put my finger on what this is. Anyway, and Miley Cyrus was on, by the way. I have to say, she really belted it out and sang quite great. I was shocked.
Yeah, she crushed it.
Yeah, because she sang with that one guy that we play.
What's the Kid Laroi.
Yeah, and they sang it together so good. It was so amazing, but her hair was different. She had a mullet.
She had a lot going on with the hair.
She had like a mullet in the front and then this ponytail in the back. It was like all spiked to the front.
It was like a confused rocker chick look.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Anyway, here's her singing Dolly Parton.
This is for all the moms out there. It's been a long, dark night. And I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long,
this shirt that I could not keep my eyes off of. It was bugging me. So when she came out, she had on this white shirt, BJ, and it had two embroidered like circles right where her boobs would be. Yeah. And they made it look like the areola all the way to the nipple. It was like, not embroidered. It was like a, it was like string wrapped to nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
It was very distracting. It was just a shirt, but yeah. It was weird. Yeah. It was because you're like, what? Because I kept thinking about it.
And you were trying to figure it out,
yeah,
too.
I was
yeah.
like, who decided that was a good idea?
I feel bad when I look at her like that, though.
Well, I was wondering if it's like all the boob jokes. If it's all the small boob jokes.
I don't know.
And so she's like, here, I'll just put these here.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing.
It was really interesting, I'll tell you that. Here's Elon Musk and his mom doing a little something-something.
Mom, do you remember when I was 12 and I created my own video game called Blastar about a spaceship that battles aliens?
I do. I remember they paid you $500. But you were too young to open a bank account, so I had to open one for you.
That's right. Whatever happened to that bank account?
That's not important.
By the way, they're saying he was from South Africa, not
what?
Canada.
Hold on.
Yeah, not, they're saying not Canada. South Africa and Canada are they're completely...
Hold on.
They're very close. They border each other.
I thought he grew up in Canada. Oh, yeah. So he moved to Canada later on in life.
Okay.
But you're right. He was born in South Africa, but then moved to Canada.
Okay. Well, we got part of it, right?
We're 50-50.
You know what? That's good for us.
Yeah.
That's so good for us. Woohoo! High five. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Because we're the half-ass morning show. Okay. Anyway. Then Elon, unfortunately, tanked Dogecoin by saying this. Number four.
My question is, what is Dogecoin?
I'm glad you asked.
Good question.
Well, it's the future of currency. It's an unstoppable financial vehicle that's going to take over the world.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why didn't you say that, man? Ghostfather, everybody. It's a hustle.
To the moon.
So after he said that, it dropped 300%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a little bit of a dip.
Yeah, it took a little bit of a dip after he called it a hustle. But I did like he said to the moon like Schmidl always did.
Yeah.
I was like, Schmidl, you and Elon to the moon.
Oh,
I said 300%. I meant 30%. Look, got part of the numbers right.
Because right. It was up like 75 cents on Friday. I was like, yes, here we go.
And then it kind of...
And then he tanked it.
Yeah. Oh, well, but now he's trying to fix it because now he's saying what about a spaceship?
SpaceX sending Dogecoin funded satellite to the moon 2022.
So I think he's just trying to fix all that, right? I do know also that his truck, the Cybertruck, people are calling it hideous.
And it was all over New York City over the weekend.
Somebody was just driving? Oh, he was.
I mean, he might. Yeah, I guess it was him. But people were posting it. I saw it everywhere. TikTok. People were like, just hounding this thing on the streets.
They're obsessed with it, but it is hideous.
Yeah, I think they were more obsessed with him than
maybe
the truck.
Well, because that truck they is pretty
knew
amazing.
He flies it in wherever he goes. If he's going to be there for a while, he flies the truck in. He does it in L.A. He did it in Miami, now New York or whatnot. And people know that he's in it. That if that truck
but
comes by, he's there.
I think they're obsessed with the truck, too. I mean, because this truck is something else. It looks like nothing you've ever seen in your life.
It's military crazy to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's wild, I guess is the only word I get. It's just a big... It looks like a fake truck. It looks like a fake, like, something my kid would build out of, Legos or something. By the way, that is crazy, too. Yesterday at Park Meadows Mall, there was a line to get into Legos all the way down the hallway.
That store is always packed.
Oh, my God.
And they're so expensive.
Trust me. I know. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a big cyber attack over the weekend. And this one could be costly. If you don't know what a cyber attack is, it is crippling to companies. And I guess one of the big pipeline companies got hit over the weekend, and they're seeing gas prices could go as high as $5 and $6 a gallon.
This is nuts. You know what I think happened?
What's that?
They used 1234 as their password.
Or the word password as the password. Yeah, I get it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, no, I'm seeing ominous clouds.
It is kind of crazy out, isn't it?
No.
And they're low hanging.
Rain and snow. It really depends on where you are. Higher elevations, obviously, you get the snow. Could be anywhere from 8 to what, 16, 14 inches, something like that?
Well, for the mountains and stuff, yeah.
Man, for the mountains, yeah. If you're headed west on I-70 later today, beware of that. Rain mostly for the metro area.
By the way,
area.
We're into all of this until Wednesday, so yay.
Yeah, so it's going to be sloppy. All right, if you're not aware of what a ransomware attack is, These foreign nations often corrupt. They have hackers over there. They go into the system and they lock up your system for
they're
you.
They're not only foreign, they're right here too. It's this group called Black Knights, or I forgot what it's called, but there's a local terroristic group that's doing it too. Well,
this particular one says it's out of either Russia or the Ukraine or somewhere like
because
that.
Because they just did it to a bunch of police stations and it was the local one.
What they do is they go in and hack your system. They get control of your system, your cyber system of the company you work for. It can be anybody. It can be a broadcast company like us. It can be whomever. And this just so happens to be a pipeline, part of our gas system for the East Coast mainly. But it's a big one. And what they do is they lock up your system and you have to pay a ransom to get your system back. And often it's millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, it's funny because the local one that I was talking about, not local here in Colorado, but they don't know where they're, but they hacked a tiny, tiny town in Illinois, a tiny, like a police station, and they went $6,000 Dogecoin. $6,000 in Dogecoin.
They want crypto.
Yes, crypto. $6,000. It's a tiny little town.
This
other one, this huge one, is they're calling it the biggest infrastructure hacking of all time for the United States.
These people that do this, that lock up your system, can bring a company to its knees.
Yep.
Because you have to pay it, or you've got to just completely scrap the system and start over again. And nobody can do that. So you're on the hook for your Doge or your $50 million or $100 million. Here's the story.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipelines, this morning remaining largely shut down after falling victim to a cyber attack. Two sources familiar with the matter tell NBC News a Russian criminal group known as DarkSide is the leading suspect in their ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline. Veteran cybersecurity experts say the scope is unprecedented. Colonial says it's developing a system restart plan and will be fully back online when it believes it's safe. Colonial is an energy giant with more than 5,500 miles of pipeline, supplying roughly 45% of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Ransomware attacks are on the rise as hackers lock users out of their own systems, then demand payment to restore access. The question for drivers, could the shutdown lead to higher pump prices? Experts say the longer the pipeline is shut down, the greater the chance for supply chain issues and potential price spikes at gas pumps. For now, though, industry analysts are urging motorists to resist hoarding or panic buying.
Don't hoard the gas.
Man, that's crazy, isn't it?
Didn't you say, and they kind of allude to it there, that if they can fix it today or tomorrow,
there won't be any price increase.
Yeah.
That's what they said in my little thing. Today or tomorrow, if they fix it, it will be fine. If they don't, then we're going to be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Keep those fingers crossed.
Well, and then the other thing that I was thinking about, because they said jet fuel as well. It's a pipeline for jet fuel, and I'm like, uh-oh, the airline tickets are going to explode anyway.
They're going to soar.
Yeah, but
just great.
I know, right?
Just great.
There's a whole book about this. My girlfriend tried to get me to read, but I didn't want to be scared. And it's about people hacking our grid, our grid system, and basically bringing all of us to our knees. I'm like, why would I want to read that?
That's been a fear for quite a while.
Yeah,
that if they lock up the grid, as it's called, that we're in a world of trouble because we depend on it so much, you know?
That's why you got to learn how to fish for trout.
Yeah, you got to fish. You got to learn how to hunt. Shoot.
Yeah, you know? All that stuff. Yeah, we're going back in time.
Oh, by the way, it broke over the weekend. The horse that won the Kentucky Derby is a cheater. It's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Woo!
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, it came out over the weekend that the winner of the Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit, I think it is. I guess that horse is a big old cheater. He's a junkie.
That's crazy. What does that mean? Like, what happened?
He was on steroids.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, illegal stuff.
Oh,
it
no.
Makes him run faster. Oh. So he won the Kentucky Derby. Here's the story.
Okay.
Hey, oh! Spadello, when we put it in there, you've got to put it back on there. What are you doing?
That was awesome. I don't even care what that was.
That sounded like a car fart.
That was a big old fart.
Here we go.
The horse that won this year's Kentucky Derby failed a post-race drug test, and its Hall of Fame trainer, Bob Baffert, has been suspended from Churchill Downs. Baffert reveals that he was told the horse, Medina Spirit, tested positive for the steroid betamethasone. Now, he said he didn't know why the horse would have tested positive, calling it a complete injustice. This is Baffert's fifth horse to fail a drug test, actually in the past year alone. Churchill Downs saying in part, the connections of Medina Spirit have the right to request a test of a split sample, and we understand they intend to do so. To be clear, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared the winner.
They should have known this because the owner of the horse is Lance Armstrong. Okay.
Right. I mean, I'm saying here's the thing. Did everybody know when they were interviewing Bob? Remember, he was all over everywhere.
Yeah.
The trainer, whatever he is. Everybody's like, oh, you're amazing. You've won seven whatevers. They just said he's cheated five times.
Five times, yeah. Wouldn't you red flag every single one of his horses?
That was just in the last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The five times cheating. And they said it in the story. That's just in the last year he's cheated five times.
Oh, my God.
It's way more than that.
What were you saying your uncle was saying?
He's banned in Arkansas from racing. He's not allowed to have any horses in that state race at all.
But Bob is?
Bob, yeah.
There's also a long list of cheaters out there. The sport is loaded with cheaters. They juice these horses up all the time. Well, here's the bottom line. Now it appears with this test that they have to give back $1.8 million. That they received in winnings.
Oh, that sucks.
Almost $2 million.
Wow.
And here's what really sucks. If you were holding a ticket that had that second place horse to win, you don't get anything. Though he'll be declared the winner now.
And if you won the way you won, and let's say you won a lot of money or whatever, you get to keep it.
You get to keep it. You get to keep it.
Well, there would be no way to track down everybody.
Yeah, and then you got to ask for all that money back, and they probably already spent it. Who knows?
Yeah, I just can't believe you'd let a five-time cheater run the Kentucky Derby. That just seems insane to me.
Yeah, at some point, you got to put your foot down, don't you?
Right?
Just tell this guy, look, dude, you cheat one more time, you're out of here for good. You're banned for life.
They should have told you at number two the second time it happened.
Yeah.
Not five. God.
Plus, you're juicing up these horses.
Yeah,
you know, you're putting drugs into them.
Yeah,
turning them into junkies.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I just need another fix.
I need that needle.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is nuts.
All right, over the weekend, it was Mother's Day.
And, sorry, I have a 14-year-old.
That's a parent.
And over the weekend, you were out, Jamie. You had to waste a couple of hours because you were at a restaurant, Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
And it's a 2.5-hour wait on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And so you guys, hit a couple of places.
Well, we went shopping. Oh, my God. First of all, can I just tell you that Amazon store at Park Meadows Mall is everything? Do they have them at all malls?
I don't think so, no. But it's extremely dangerous, I will tell you that.
We don't have it. Oh, my God.
We don't have it at Southwest.
It is amazing. It's called Amazon, right? Yeah. And it's a store of their top-selling products. Dude, I went in there. It's like going to, I don't know, Walmart, because you come out with crap you don't need.
Right.
I bought like a bunch of stuff. I don't even know what I need it for. Like salt and pepper shakers that are adorable.
Now is it like because earlier off air you said it was kind of like the Brookstones used to be.
Well, yeah, because they have a lot of their all their Alexa devices and
like
all their interact
gadgets.
Yeah, and all their light switches and all that stuff in the back. Yeah. So, but then they have all their top selling stuff towards the front, like books and all that. It's amazing.
Really?
Oh my God!
I walked out of there with a pair of $250 Echo glasses that I have no idea what I'm going to do with.
What are those?
So they hook up with your Amazon Alexa. They're controlled with the Alexa, and they have speakers on the lenses. So you don't have to wear like your headphones or anything like that.
Like Bose has.
Yeah,
the Bose glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, and you bought those?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought about those. I did.
Because I've never seen them before. I was like, oh, these are amazing.
I thought about the Bose ones, and then I was like, but everybody else can hear my songs.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's catch 22.
Wow. You know, we bought Snapchat glasses. We used them once, I think.
Yeah.
That was a good investment.
And that was a big deal when they came out, right?
Yeah, it really was. We still have them. I don't know. Anyway, All right, then we went into the Tesla store because, again, we had time to kill. And my son knows every single thing there is to know about Tesla. He's the biggest Elon Musk fan you'll ever meet in your life. So we sat in a Tesla, and my kid is telling me, he's like, Mom, you should see this. It has like 10 different horns that you can have.
Yeah.
And one of them was this.
Why?
It has a fart horn. A fart.
I love that.
Oh my God. We didn't even know it went outside of the car. So everybody turned and looked at us. It was in the entire store.
Why?
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 Why do you put this in here, Elon?
Why?
Can you imagine getting honked at? You're at a crosswalk and somebody honks at you with that.
I would just laugh. Yeah. I mean, what else do you do?
They have La Cucaracha was another one. And then for safety reasons, they put sound effects, for these electric cars in backup mode and stuff like that so people won't get run over. Well, one of the backup mode options is it goes, bruh. Like that. So there's a video of the car driving and it's going, brah, 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 brah. That's so weird. This car is so strange.
It is strange.
Oh my God. But it was fun.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's next.
Why?
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Know what's wrong with Bette Midler, but every once in a while she just puts out a tweet or something and it's just bizarre.
She is loony.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so everybody's pissed off at her again. Bette Midler basically says, get vaccinated or she's bringing Jiffy to schools. She said, if my kid can't bring peanut butter to school, then yours can't bring the deathly plague. Vaccinate or I'm bringing the Jiffy. Now, two problems with this. Remember last time I told you most people think the peanut butter's name is Jiffy?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually Jif.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everybody thought, what are you saying? That's popcorn, Jiffy popcorn. But she meant peanut butter. It says Bette Midler shared a meme to Twitter on Sunday that appeared to threaten children with peanut allergies if the parents of those children don't get vaccinated against COVID-19. And so some people were pushing back on her saying, get vaccinated or I'm going to start killing kids with peanut allergies is ridiculous. Somebody else said, hey, guess what, Bette Midler? Kids can't get vaccinated yet, you elitist schmuck. And then somebody said, Jiffy is popcorn.
You know what's the worst, though, is when you put this statement out there like she did, and you're trying to make a real point. I mean, you're trying to drive it home. You're trying to be the social police out there, and you you get it wrong.
Yeah, you could jiffy.
And you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You really do. You're this elitist that looks like an idiot.
I think my favorite is when people text us. By the way, text 510-559. They text us and they're like, Jamie, you're an idiot. And they just put Y-O-U-R.
Yeah, when you spell something wrong or say it in the incorrect grammar, it's really
right,
not that good.
With idiot.
And if you remember on Friday, we also had a text that said something to the nature of, Jamie, why don't you get it right? Sometimes you're always wrong. It's not a strand, it's a strain.
Yeah.
And you were talking about hair. No, yeah, it is a strand of hair. It's not a strain of hair, okay?
It's a strand.
I find that so humorous. When you're trying to nail a point that's really serious and you just screw it up.
I know. It's especially because like Twitter won't let you fix it, you know?
You can't go back and edit.
So you just go in and delete. Yeah, you're just like with the shame delete.
Crap.
Dog got it. All right, anyway. As you know, Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live, and I find it amazing that he, I don't know. I don't know why I find this just, I'm so proud of him for saying that he had Asperger's, you know, because I don't think any of us knew that, but here he is.
It's an honor to be hosting Saturday Night Live. I mean that. Sometimes after I say something, I have to say, I mean that. So people really know that I mean it. That's because I don't always have a lot of intonation or variation in how I speak. Which I'm told makes for great comedy. I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Anyway, so that was Elon Musk. He's on Saturday Night Live. Unfortunately for Carson, who bought into the Dogecoin, Elon made it kind of tank 30% right after a couple of words were spoken, calling it a hustle. And Carson watched his money just...
It was at 75 cents on Friday, and then by the time SNL was over, it was like 40 cents. I was like, come on!
Just all your dreams.
We were going to the moon that night!
Yeah. Anyway, here is, if you go to number four, what he had to say.
My question is, what is Dogecoin?
I'm glad you asked.
It's a good question.
Well, it's the future of currency. It's an unstoppable financial vehicle that's going to take over the world.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man? Both father, everybody. It's a hustle.
To the moon!
I mean, who would have thunk that he's just having fun, right? He's just having fun with it, and he's like, yeah, it's a hustle, and it... just plummets 30%.
It just shows his influence on the whole thing.
True, but I mean, he was just having fun. He's just like, yeah, it's a hustle. Yeah.
I don't know how you don't watch that and hear it and take it as a joke.
I
just don't get it.
I don't either.
And what would force you to go sell, buy, trade, whatever? I just don't get it. It's Saturday Night Live.
I know.
I mean, come on, man.
I know. I get it. Tonica Tane. Did you see this? She passed away.
Mm.
She was, the actress who appeared in several Whitesnake music videos. She was the girl that had red hair that was laying around on these old Jaguars.
Yeah.
Just all laying on them and stuff. Anyway, and she starred as Tom Hanks' fiance in Bachelor Party. She died Friday. She was 59 years old. The coroner's office has not yet said the cause of death. I do know that she, at one point, here it is, in 2006, she was in possession of 15 grams of cocaine. She also was drunk, I guess, when they pulled her over, and she went into a rehab program. And so, let's see here. Then, after that, 3 years later, she was arrested for driving under the influence.
Ouch.
So, she's had some issues. I don't know if that was the cause, but, yeah. She passed away. This is really sad. I mean, that was sad too, but this one's sad. That girl, Kate Harrelson, the girl who said that Matthew Perry got all creepy with her on Raya, the dating app.
Yep.
She's been kicked to the curb from Raya.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Because she leaked the video?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I guess Raya's website details its strict guidelines to protect members and their privacy.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if you're going to call it a celebrity, dating site or whatnot, there's got to be some stipulations on what you can release.
Well, right, but how about Matthew Perry doesn't send people video DMs?
Oh, I agree. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm sure they have their rules.
He's just, he's so nasty now. What happened to him? He used to be so adorable, right? But now he's just nasty.
Well, what about the chick that that released the Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I mean, we haven't heard about her being kicked off, and she did exactly the same thing.
I agree with you. Let's see here. I had one other thing. It's kind of long, but I'll quickly try to explain it to you. There's an actress who just, she just disclosed everything that a Scientology family wanted her to do as a nanny. So she was being hired as a nanny.
Yeah.
Did you read this stuff?
No, I didn't.
It is crazy. It says the employer, this is a Scientologist, if I am training, I don't want to hear crying or tantrums or headbutting. If they hurt themselves, keep quiet. Apply Dianetics and assist tech always. And
there was a thing about like take them on a 2-hour run at 9 a.m. And don't stop, run with them?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Scientologists are nuts. The occult freaks. Anyway, there you go. Tablo Trash.
All right, when we come back, hey, Schmadel. You know that OnlyFans website that you've been spending your cash on? There's a new one out there for you, buddy. Oh, he's not listening.
No.
Well, when we come back, there's a brand new one out there, and I think Spadil's going to love this one.
BJ and Jamie.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 41 degrees right now. We're looking at rain today and possibly turning to snow in certain areas, and it should continue tonight, tomorrow, into Wednesday, and then things clear up on Thursday. So there's going to be a lot of moisture.
We need the moisture.
Yes.
And they say there's going to be a drought still.
Yeah.
Which I find that hard to believe. It seems like it's raining and snowing all the time.
Every day.
I know.
Every day. Hey, Spadil, can you do me a favor? Can you look up Hot Tub Meta?
Hot Tub Meta?
Yeah, M-E-T-A.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a new fad that's out there, Jamie, that Spadil can spend his money on. You know he's a big fan of that OnlyFans.
I do.
You know what I'm talking?
I do. Yeah, he pays a lot of money to see paintball boobs.
Oh, yeah. Any boobs. He'll take any boobs. But his favorite is paintball boobs.
Yeah, one girl, he loves her.
This is a new thing that's on, I think it's on Twitch or one of the other social media outlets that are out there. Have you found it yet?
I have.
You think you're interested in this?
I would be, but I think it's on the wrong platform.
What do you mean?
So, like, this is all people doing it on Twitch, which is supposed to be for video games and stuff.
I'm sorry.
But, like, it's porny. It's just girls in, like, hot tubs and bikinis and stuff. That should be on OnlyFans.
Oh, so are you mad at them because they're taking over the video game site?
Yeah.
So they
should. That's for pro gamers to, like, stream themselves playing video games so we can all learn and, you know, watch them play games.
Oh, yeah. So people are upset that they're in the hot tubs and not playing video
games.
You
want to keep them separate.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't
get out of here.
I didn't know we got mad about this.
All right, forget I brought it.
Yeah, wow. He doesn't want to look at those boobs.
Well, he doesn't want to get beat by a girl in a bikini in a hot tub. I mean, you get competitive. I get that part. Yeah.
These girls, it's called Hot Tub Meta. They're in a hot tub. They're sitting on a float in a hot tub, obviously with their bikini on, and they chat with you while riding this float.
I'm reading this, and Schmidl's right. People are really mad.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, they're really mad. They're saying that this cheapens Twitch and all this stuff, and that this is what you said. It's not supposed to be women. What does this say? Women sitting in hot tubs and pools. This is not what this is about. Ooh, wow.
So people like you, Schmidl, let me get this straight, okay? Uh-huh. People like you are willing to go to OnlyFans and pay a boatload of money in order to get some naughty pictures or videos or a message or whatever.
Yeah.
But when they start eating into your video time, now you got to draw the line.
Got to draw the line somewhere, BJ.
It says Twitch is now becoming a glorified softcore porn website.
Wow.
And this is bad for the community. I didn't know this was all a thing.
It's people like Spadil that's bad for the community. Don't blame the girls. It's guys like him.
That's true.
That's part of the problem. problem. God. Are we doing the trivia today? I got a deal for you, okay?
All right. I know, because I feel like Carson's cheating.
Jamie's ready to pull the plug.
I am.
Okay?
Yes.
And if Jamie wants to pull the plug, Jamie's got all the power to pull the plug. Like she accuses Carson of being an out-and-out cheater.
He is.
And I think she's on to something, because I do think that you are cheating to a degree. I do.
What?
I do.
I mean, you guys.
I do. And I think I got a good theory on it. What's going on here?
He thought the Nile was in the United States.
Yeah.
The Nile River.
That was one question.
No.
And you didn't know what 5280 was.
Yeah, 5280. We asked about that. We said, how many feet are in a mile? You had no idea 5280 is why it's called that.
You just thought it was a cool magazine number.
Yeah. So there's no way some of these other questions that you're getting, there's no way, Carson.
Yep.
But I got a theory on it, and we'll explain it when we come back,
okay.
All right?
Oh, okay.
And then you make the call.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do.
All right.
I'll show you today's questions.
Okay.
And it will make or break this feature.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
If you look at them...
Well, it's not about the questions. It's about if he's going to cheat.
How am I cheating? How?
I'll explain. When we come back. Okay. Yeah. And I think Jamie actually mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and I think she's dead on. I think she's nailed you on what you're doing. Okay. And I'll explain it. We'll explain it when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
You got Schmodel and Carson, a couple chumps. BJ will ask them questions. It's something chumps. We know that Jamie's smarter. Her answer's right. Can you guess the answer? It's something chumps. It's something chumps.
It's supposed to be fun in games.
It's gotten ugly.
It has been fun in games.
It's gotten ugly. Although I will tell you, this is pretty fun. Just because Jamie is too dumb to play without cheating doesn't mean everyone cheats. And they spelled too dumb, T-O.
T-O. Just too dumb.
Bet you wish you could get that one back.
I know,
right? You need another O there.
Yeah, just one more O.
All right, so here's the controversy. Last week, late in the week, Carson started nailing every single question, and Jamie has accused him of cheating.
Yeah.
And there's something that you said a couple of weeks ago that I think rang true, and I think that's what's going on. I think there are three or four websites that I go to.
Yeah.
And I find the trivia questions, and Carson goes home at night, and he studies these exact same ones that come up on Google.
Exactly.
And that's how he's getting the advantage over Schmodel, because we all know Schmodel's so damn lazy, there's no way he's going to play that game.
Or cheat, or
do any of that. So I know Schmodel.
And that was a compliment.
No, you're accurate.
You'd much rather be at home, World of Warcraft, or
enjoying myself.
You're not reading trivia websites.
No, I don't need to cheat.
And I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh, well, at least you learn.
So, could it be that I watch Game Show Network a lot?
No, I watch
Jeopardy every day. I didn't get half the questions you got. I'm just saying it's...
Well, Jeopardy is not dumb trivia. Like, the Game Show Network's kind of dumb trivia. Jeopardy's really not. It's sophisticated.
When do you have time to watch that, when you're watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, The Bachelor, Masked Singer, and all that?
You know, I'm just multitasking, really.
Five TVs like Elvis.
Yeah, you got DVR all day.
Two jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Two jobs, never at home.
Hey, you got to hustle.
In the gym 6 days a week.
Exactly. Yep,
that's right.
We'll give it a run today and see how it goes. And then Jamie will call the shots here if we cancel a feature.
And by the way, feel free to chime in 51059, yes or no.
Now, keep in mind.
Yes, keep it. No.
No, get rid of it.
Keep in mind, I mean, I could easily put together questions that neither one of you could answer.
Right.
Okay,
like
I could easily, but then it would make it no fun. You've got to have some competition in there. So that's why I make them somewhat mediocre questions.
I haven't been having fun.
Yeah, the fun sucked out of it.
It is.
Thanks, Carson.
Yeah. I think it's a blast.
Yeah,
fun sucker. All right, here we go. Number one: which country consumes the most chocolate per capita?
Got it.
Dun, dun, dun. By the way, 51059.
And this would be under dumb trivia. Useless trivia.
Yeah, because you look it up on Google.
I don't look up anything.
All right, Schmodel, what do you think?
France.
I would say croissants with that one. Switzerland. The Swiss.
Wow.
It's chocolate.
And the Three Little Pigs, what is the strongest house made out of?
strongest house.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Yeah.
Did they have vinyl siding back then?
I don't know.
It's a brick house, right?
It's stucco.
What? I had brick.
It was stucco.
Is it stucco or brick?
It's brick. It's brick. There was no stucco.
Yeah, you're right. The fun's gone.
What is the name of the smallest ocean?
Smallest ocean.
Smallest.
Carson?
Arctic?
Spadell?
Arctic?
You didn't sound that convinced. Wait, show me the receipts.
It's written right here.
Show me the receipts.
That's what we're gonna do from now on. It's gotten bad. Everybody realizes what just happened there, right?
I know, yeah. It's like, come on.
Spadell knows that Carson's cheating.
Yeah.
So let Carson go first, right, and I'll just repeat his
answer. So he's cheating. I'm not cheating.
That's not cheating. All right, final question.
What was the first soft drink to be taken into space?
First soft drink. Into space. Carson, you can go first.
No, let Spadell go first.
No, you're going first.
All right.
Oh, my God.
50-50 shot. Coca-Cola.
Spadell.
It's the Tang.
It's not a soft drink.
That's what? A mix. That's a powder.
It's Tang's
a powder.
Coca-Cola. Spadell, I just set you up.
Oh, my God.
I thought soft drink just means it doesn't have alcohol in it.
Jamie, do you realize what just happened?
Yes, I saw.
I just explained.
Like a hard drink has alcohol. A soft drink doesn't have it.
We told you what to do.
They were trying to cheat for you.
And you can't even do that.
I think that answer's wrong. A soft drink just doesn't have alcohol. It doesn't mean it's carbonated or anything.
What are you talking about?
Tang's a powder drink.
Right. It's still a soft drink because you're drinking it. It doesn't have alcohol in it. Hard drinks have alcohol.
Nobody
That's
said
why it's
hard
called
drink.
Hard cider, but what? You called it a soft drink.
What is he talking about?
It's a soda.
He's saying that the definition of a soft drink means it just doesn't have alcohol. So he thinks that Capri Sun is a soft drink.
So water's a soft drink.
It is.
Oh my God, I'm going home.
This feature is officially over.
Well, we're taking votes. Everybody likes it.
They love it.
And keep it.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right. You people are going to regret wanting us keep it. Okay?
You're welcome.
You're going to regret it. Trust me.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. I don't think we argue with Texnado, but I really think you people are making a mistake with this feature.
I'd literally vote against it because
I'm sitting here listening to it and it's not that good to me. it's gotten ugly around here.
To me, this is the worst feature I've ever done in radio.
Give the people what they want.
And I've been doing this for a long time.
Me too, Jamie, and I just don't hear it. But
but we'll take, you know.
All you guys, all
right. Majority rules, right? Oh, my God.
Did you see that announcement by Mattel's Toys yesterday? They made an announcement that they want to recycle. And this is brilliant on their part. Here's the story.
Old toys headed for the donation pile are getting a new life with Mattel's new recycling pilot program. Mattel Playback will recover and reuse materials in old toys for future products as part of the company's sustainability focus. After committing to using 100% recycled, recyclable, or bio-based plastic by 2030, all you have to do is print a free shipping label you can get on Mattel's website. Send off all your old toys to bring a new generation sustainable joy.
This is brilliant on their part.
I just couldn't get over his voice. I didn't even hear the story. He started out a little bit British and then he went to regular.
What he's saying is that Mattel, you can go to their website, you can print a sticker, a label to mail all your old toys back to them so they can reuse them to create new toys and make more of a profit.
Well, that's nice. Good for them. Right?
Isn't that what that is?
It kind of is. Good for them.
And as long as they do it in saving the planet mode, then everybody will understand and participate, and Mattel will make even more money.
Well, you know, it's like Legos. Legos said the same thing. They wanted you to send them all their... But I keep thinking I have a small fortune in Legos. You know, because I have tubs and tubs of Legos.
That's my point. It's like, why aren't these companies paying at least a little bit of something for this? I mean, you go back to the days when you had to, you know, you'd get a nickel or a dime for a Coca-Cola bottle, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, they should be doing the same thing, shouldn't they? If you purchased all these toys.
Wait, this is funny. Okay, so long, long time ago, we, what were we collecting? I think we collected cans, right? When I lived in San Diego. And we'd put them in this big machine right by the grocery store, and then we'd get a little slip of paper, take it into Basha's, and then we'd get money, okay? So you're telling me you want me to take a bunch of baby dolls and put it in this thing, and it just eats my baby dolls?
Yeah.
It just seems so weird to take my Barbies into this machine and it just eats them up and then I get some money.
Well, that's not exactly what you're doing. You're putting the Barbies in a box and you send it to Mattel and they grind it up.
I know, but you're saying like if they sent you money, they would have to put kiosks everywhere.
Yeah, you know? but I just feel like that you should be getting paid. I mean, these Mattel's toys and the Legos that you're talking about, there's a small fortune in those things.
Yeah, they're going to get a couple back that are like, oh, these are collectors. This person was stupid.
You're absolutely correct. Because
they just want them out of their house.
Yeah,
they're like they just want to get rid of it.
$5,000.
You're exactly right. Some people are going to be sending back some very valuable toys because Mattel has made so many over the years. A lot of them are collectors.
Yeah, and what we hear it happen all the time at thrift stores. Remember, like the guys working there was like, "I don't know, I feel like this is a Mona Lisa," and it is. It's crazy. Yeah.
And it turns out being worth $30,000.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, this is brilliant because it's almost like the perfect storm. Two great ideas start to collide, okay?
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago, no. Maybe a week ago, something was happening at my house with Frog. And I thought, oh, no, if he learns blank, then I'm in a world of trouble. But now with the story you're about to tell, we can combine the two, and I think we have a GoFundMe idea here.
Oh, okay.
I think we can make a lot of money. A great little scam.
Are you talking about the SpongeBob kid?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what happened. So you probably saw it over the weekend, but there was this little kid, and he was doing online schooling, and then somehow he's like three. No, he's four. He's four, and he was doing online schooling, and somehow nobody knows how he got to Amazon. Nobody knows how. This kid has Asperger's. And what we're finding is those children are brilliant, right? Yeah. And so he clicked on it and he ordered 51 cases of SpongeBob popsicles.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. We used to have an ice cream guy that would come by, and one day his little ice cream truck was not working so well, and both of my sons, the gumball eyeballs fell out on the ground. It was really...
Those are the best part.
Yeah.
As soon as he opened it,
they
just popped out,
They just popped out. The whole thing like kind of fell on the ground. It was really sad.
Well, it's traumatizing for a kid.
I'm like, ice cream man, if the freezer's not working, drive along, okay? Just go away. Anyway, so he ordered, and it was worth $2,619.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem. Amazon won't take it back because it was from a third party. So they got these cases, 50 one of them stacked to the moon of SpongeBob thing. Yeah. They don't know what to do with them.
Nobody has a freezer big, unless you own a restaurant or something.
Right. And so their friend started, she has $2,619. Her sister was furious with them because they share a house and it came to the house and she went ballistic on her. Like, what are you doing? And she had no idea what she was talking about. Like, what? And they started opening them and they're SpongeBob things. And I guess her son, who, has Asperger's, kept saying 51, 51, 51. And now they know why. It was 51 cases.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered 51 cases. So I haven't checked, but what's her GoFundMe at now?
So they were asking for, you know, just enough to cover the cost, whatever, because she didn't have the money. It's $23,000 right now that's been raised.
The original bill was
$2,619.
Yeah, so they've profited over $20,000.
Well, that's not quite the math, but okay.
Right?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, they've profited by having a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And it's starting to smell a little fishy now.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I never thought about it being fishy because she called Amazon. Amazon admits that she called, though.
No.
To try to get her money back.
I'm just saying at some point, though, don't you have control that once you hit that number that you need, you just stop it?
You could stop it.
But they're letting it go.
Let it ride. Yeah, of course.
You let it ride. But that's the part that seems fishy. I think the way it originated is perfect. Okay.
Because she's a single mom with three kids and she's in
college. Yeah, she can't pay for it.
Yeah,
she can't pay for it.
I like it when it takes off like that. But here's the thing, BJ. All we need is your son to push a button on Amazon.
We all know. You're hearing stories all the time of little kids that are ordering on Amazon through Alexa, through the computer, a phone, or whatever, and the parents get shocked with this big bill. And it appears to me that it's a moneymaker on the backside.
Exactly.
Because all you got to do is have a great story, post it on GoFundMe.
Have a friend like Jamie to set it up for you.
Before you know it, you're bringing in about 50 grand.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Right?
All right. So about a week ago, this is where the two big storms collide to be the perfect storm, okay? About a week ago, we're sitting watching television, and me and Frog are sitting there, and we're watching Disney Channel. Every commercial would come on for a toy. Dad, I want Peppa Pig airplane. Dad, I want Peppa Pig's Playhouse. Dad, I want that. All I got to do is teach him to say Alexa before he says any of that.
Yeah. Yes.
Say, he says, Alexa, I want Peppa Pig Playhouse.
Right.
Before you know it, all these toys are coming to the house, Jamie.
Peppa Pig all over the place. Yeah.
And I just act, oh my God, I have no idea how these came here.
Right.
I'm out $4,000 now. I need help.
And then you need to like tear up a little bit.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, you need to.
Oh, my God,
so sad.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, and then we'll set you up a GoFundMe. Yeah. Boom, $23,770 is yours.
I could just get, like, Lisa to pepper spray me right before I do the video.
Yeah.
Right before I do the video.
Yeah, perfect.
Ooh, I can't believe my kid did this.
By the way, the real tragedy in this whole story is that 51 cases of SpongeBob popsicles all melted. They said they all melted.
Yeah, but 23,000.
I mean, by the time you ship them and they get there, they're sitting outside even for an hour, right?
They said it was just a mess.
How did those come to your house? I mean, an Amazon truck's not refrigerated.
No, I guess they were all packed, you know, with dry ice.
Dry ice, yeah.
Yeah, except, you know, freeze immediately. Oh, my God, these poor people, right? That's so horrible.
Well, now they're cashing out, though.
Oh, but you know what, though? I will tell everybody this, and you guys don't know this about BJ. Speaking of the pepper spray and all that, BJ is one of the most amazing actors on the planet.
Yeah, that's true.
He is.
That's true. Why do you say that?
Well, because on Friday, you were getting ready to have your second shingle shot, and the side effects are really horrible, supposedly.
They can be.
Yeah, right.
It's hit or miss, much like the COVID.
So he was really excited to have the side effects so he didn't have to do any work around the house.
Yard work.
Right.
Yeah,
because that's what he was so excited to be just down in bed for like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Remember?
Just in bed.
So I said, okay. He goes, He's like, I can't wait, Jamie. I don't have to take care of the baby. I just like, Lisa, will you come bring me food?
Yeah.
And so he's like, I can't wait. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to be in the bed. And I said, okay, let's practice how this is going to go. So why don't you show everybody
how it goes. First of all, this is the arm that I got shot up in, the left arm.
Yeah.
The first thing you want to do is turn that thing into a flopper.
Dead weight.
That's called a flopper. All right, you use the flopper move. What? I could write a book on this.
Oh,
you take the right hand and you use it to lift it back up just to show it's a flopper, and it falls down again. Then you throw this in there. And you throw a couple of these. All right, ready? Oh God! Oh my God! That hurt. Oh my God.
What do you think? We were crying.
So good. Oscar winning.
Here's the funny part.
Thank you. Flopper. Don't forget flopper.
So, like, Slacker got his second COVID specifically, on a Tuesday, so he'd have to miss Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? It was strategic.
Genius.
Right? It's so smart. So he knew, okay, side effects happen with COVID. Everybody does it during the weekday so they can take off the rest of the week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the side effects are so horrible. Well, BJ, because he hates doing yard work so much, he got his second on a Friday.
Yeah, I don't want to miss work.
You ruined your weekend.
I know.
I didn't ruin my weekend. I fixed my weekend. What the heck are you talking about?
He got a flopper.
I fixed it with a flopper. Son of a...
Oh my God. This is so bad.
Right? That's how you do it. So,
oh, Lord.
You're about to get the second shot. Now you know about the flopper. I just fixed it for you.
Bravo.
Rain on the way today. Turning to snow tonight.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you're on I-70, I think it is. Where's the fog at?
Floyd Hill and I forgot, you know, right there, Evergreen, all that. Yeah. And they just tweeted out, even the sheriff's department, they're like, slow the F down, turn on your headlights.
Yeah, we just saw some of the video because Fox 31 has sent Mr. Dangerous Jim Hooley out there. And it's really thick, soupy.
Yeah, and that's one of those times when people plow into each other. You know, the big pileups is because people didn't know. They're going full speed ahead, and they can't see anything, and it's all
behind. Exactly. Yeah.
Before you know it, you got a 70-car pileup up there, right?
So be careful.
Speaking of cars, man, I got to hand it to Spadil. He's brilliant. He really is. I knew this was going to happen, though.
Well, it was kind of, though, so shady, though.
Before I bring it up,
just
though.
So shady.
I know. Before I bring it up, though, Jamie.
Yeah.
I think that we make it a pact that we don't talk about it when the boss is in the room ever again, and let's just see how far this can go.
All right. I'm good with that.
Okay? Yep. Because last time, you kind of ruined it for me.
Well, I threw him under the bus.
You put him on blast.
Okay, fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Spadil. And his vehicle is a piece of crap. I mean, it really is.
It doesn't have a window, friends.
Yeah. And over the past couple of months, he has been sucking this company dry. I mean, he's been driving our vehicle left and right.
Which is brand new. It's a brand new car.
Oh, yeah. Heated seats, everything. Yeah.
It's an SUV.
Then after about 6 to 8 weeks of that, and under the radar, nobody knowing in management, that's why I'm kind of whispering here, the boss was in the room one day, and Jamie... I had to say something.
I don't feel like it went wah, wah, wah. I was just like, dude, do you know he's been driving the vehicle for this long?
That's kind of a wah, 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 wah.
Well, and then you had people calling in saying that you cut him off and complaining about that. So.
And then all of a sudden the boss is like, oh, that reminds me. We had two complaint calls of people, you know, you cut off.
Yeah.
And they left messages.
I think there's someone trying to sabotage me.
Could be. Yeah.
At that point, Spadil had to park the vehicle. They had to park it here at the radio station. Yeah. Now, that's been over a week ago. And now he went down, he came back up and told the boss, he said, hey, do you guys realize there's a nail in the tire?
Oh, I only told you guys that.
Well, the boss knew about it.
He knew about the nail?
Well, yeah, because it's got a flat tire.
Yeah,
right outside.
How could you not know about it?
I don't think he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Okay. He knew. Either way, you took the vehicle on the pretense you're going to go fix the tire, right?
Yeah, I went and got it fixed.
This was last Friday, and guess what he did? He kept the vehicle all weekend. He still has the keys.
I know.
That's exactly right.
He plans on driving from here today to his house in the station vehicle. He scammed his way back into our vehicle.
He screwed the screw into the tire so he could use it.
I think he did.
No. And then he did this, like, watch me be a great human and fix the tire.
I really care about this vehicle. I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah. So it was my responsibility. I took the vehicle. I was driving it. A screw got in it. It's my responsibility to fix it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm just saying.
A screw just happened to puncture the tire and go all the way in.
I bet after they take it away from you again, now all of a sudden we're missing a Cadillac convertible.
That's going to be the last straw when they finally be like, hey, give us the keys back.
Right.
It's over.
Yeah.
Then you're going to rip off that.
Maybe.
Take it and sell it, right?
Well, look, here's what I think, though. I think that we just let him go. Let him play this out and see how much longer he can go. Because now that he's back in the vehicle, he's been busted once already. He's playing with fire, but
well,
I think
that's
it's
what
fun.
I mean, he's already been told to park it. I don't know what he's doing. Now he's just being dumb. Like, if you're told by your boss to park it, you keep it parked.
Hey, you're starting to wah-wah-wah again. Oh, no, you're wah-wah-wahing again there, Jamie.
Do as you're told.
Jamie, all of a sudden it's fun. Hey, it's not my butt on the line. It's not your butt on the line. What do we care? Let Spadil play it out.
But, I mean, he literally is putting his job on the line to get laid because he thinks the car gets him laid.
It totally does.
Because that's a line. Hey, baby, you want me to pick you up in the Alice vehicle?
They love it.
I'll bet you women, they see it in your driveway at your house. I'll bet they stop and knock on your door. Spadell.
All the time.
Somebody just pointed out, since you lost your wallet, you can't drive it because you don't have a driver's license.
No, I have the My Colorado app, so I have my ID also on my phone.
Okay. All right. Yep. I thought they had you.
Nope.
This little scammer has thought of everything. He's put his driver's license on his phone.
Yeah, he's got it.
Unbelievable.
All.
Everything. All right, good luck, buddy. Drive, drive, drive.
Woo, let's do it.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, this is crazy. It says England, as of next Monday, you can hug and kiss.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so they're lifting some of the bans over there from the COVID?
Yeah, starting on Monday, next Monday, you don't have to bump fists, hit elbows. Nope, you can hug and kiss in public.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to hug and kiss anymore.
No?
I kind of like the bumping.
Yeah. Not a hugger and a kisser? Mm. No.
No, I'll do a little butt bump with you.
Oh, okay. All right, fantastic. God. Listen to this, you guys. I have reason to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Bronco.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have reason to believe.
I don't think he will.
I have reason to believe because I read something in ESPN. Mm-hmm. ESPN said that the Broncos have the most to offer to put on the table for him.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are in the lead. However, other people say that I think Miami's in the lead.
The Dolphins? I can't see him wearing a Dolphins uniform.
Here's what they're saying. They're saying, listen, the Broncos are no stranger to this. They picked up Peyton Manning when he was 36 years old, and he brought quite a few good years to the Broncos. And they said, but does this guy have it in his tank at 38? He's almost 38 to give us 4 years.
I think so.
You do?
He was the MVP last year.
Yeah, he's a better player right now than Peyton Manning was at 37.
Agreed.
All right, well, he's 38, so we'll see. But ESPN is saying that the Broncos kind of have the most, to offer, and it's looking pretty good.
I think it's just a ploy. I really do. I think that Aaron Rodgers is using this to, bait the line, go back to the Packers, make a request.
He said he's not going back at all.
Yeah, I think he will.
He said he's not. He said he's absolutely not.
There were rumors that he would retire before he even goes back there.
Yeah, because he hates him that much.
All right.
So, I don't know.
Let's bet.
Let's go with Schmidl.
All right, Schmidl, what do you think?
Oh, he's coming to the Broncos for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, we have the most draft picks to be able to trade. The problem with Miami is we don't have, a good quarterback to trade back. Like, they have Tua Tagovailoa, so they could include that in their draft picks while they're trading for Aaron Rodgers. But we have a really good shot at getting him.
See, he knows stuff.
Thank you, sir.
He really knows stuff. It's amazing to me. He just sits in his little room and learns
stuff.
Does
it with confidence, too.
Yeah, he does, right?
I do
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
All right, so everybody go get your Rodgers jerseys and prepare to wear them.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. He's a nice guy, huh? Nice fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be careful, though. You might just buy one jersey. Don't buy everything, okay? Just yet.
And his girlfriend's all knocked up in Boulder.
Oh, his fiance.
Oh, his fiance.
Yeah,
that's
puts
right.
more weight on it.
Yeah, yeah. He gave her a ring. So that's good. And a little sausage, if you know what I mean. Okay, anyway, I don't know what that was.
Let's see here.
I have no idea why that even came out. I don't know. It just happened. Carol Baskin has started a cryptocurrency. Huh? Yep. It's called Big Cat Coin. And so Carol Baskin has started a cryptocurrency. I don't know how this is going to work, but it is.
There's no way. It's not going anywhere.
She says that people have a lot of interest in her and all this stuff, and so she decided to roll it out there. But we'll see how it works. In the meantime, though, Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live, and he unfortunately was just playing around and said that Dogecoin is a hustle, and it plummeted 30%. Here's that clip.
My question is, what is Dogecoin?
I'm glad you asked.
It's a good question.
Well, it's the future of currency. It's an unstoppable financial vehicle that's going to take over the world.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh. So it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man? Don't bother everybody. It's a hustle.
To the moon.
You know, it would have been perfect if he would have just stuck with it's a cryptocurrency that's going to take over the world.
Remember, it would have shot him.
Yeah, that was the first sentence. But because he ended the sentence with "it's a hustle," it fell by 30%.
But it's not funny unless you throw in hustle.
Well, I know. I get that it's Saturday Night Live. I totally get that. But everybody took it so serious.
People got scared.
Which baffles me.
It's so weird, isn't
it? It's clearly a joke.
I know. I mean, why not take the first part of that and send it to the moon? But then Carson's telling me that there's a new coin coming out called the Shiba.
Yeah, it's already out. They're calling it the Dogecoin Killer.
But here's what I don't get. The Shiba Inu, or whatever you call it, that stupid dog, is on the front of the Dogecoin.
It's the same dog, yeah.
Dogecoin, and now they're coming out with a Shiba.
Yeah, but this one's at, right now, 0.00029. So you could pick up, say, if you throw $100 in there.
And then next thing you know, you're a millionaire. All this is crazy.
Could take years, but...
All this is absolutely crazy. You can also expect some different charges that are going on from the pandemic. They're calling it the Visitor Protection Plan, a.k.a. scam. So airlines have just added a brand new $30 a person Visitor Protection Plan fee.
What's that mean?
It's a fee for all of us, $30 a ticket, and it covers medical expenses and, what did it say? What was that word I used? It's basically for putting a thermometer to your head.
$30?
Each.
Yeah, so when they take your temperature, that's $30.
It's $30. I mean, that's what I know, $30. They don't know when they're going to implement it, but that's what they've come up with, $30. It's called the Visitor Protection Plan. I told you that a bunch of, we were looking at where we might go this summer for any kind of vacation, and these islands are just charging like $1,000 entry fees, and they're going to get them.
And nobody's even questioning it.
Yeah, they're going to get them. It's all these new things. They're just going to rake in the money. It's like, so one place is like $150 entry fee. I want to say it was even the Cayman Islands were thinking about it. I was like, what?
It's a COVID scam wherever you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same with prices. We've talked about building supplies. All that's being blamed on the pandemic. And that's why you're having to pay double the money. That's why it's adding $30,000 to $50,000 to a new home being built. It's unbelievable.
And also because of the big old hack that happened in the infrastructure of the East Coast. It's kind of like, I don't know, where is it? Like Alabama up the, where did they hack that pipeline?
It's from Texas. It goes from Texas to the Northeast Coast.
It's called the Colonial Pipeline.
Okay, so because they hacked that, it still hasn't been released yet. Apparently, we used the word password 1234, and they hacked it and got it. But anyway, so the thing is I guess now they're bringing in tanker trucks to help transport all this gasoline and jet fuel.
Yeah, this is going to be an issue, big issue, unless they get it fixed.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of days or so.
Somebody said, Jamie, a Shiba Inu is not a stupid dog. I own two. My apologies to all you Shiba Inu, Emu, Inu, whatever the hell it is, owners. I just meant stupid dog, like whatever that dog is, not like your dog is stupid. Like... when you're trying to remember something, you know, like, you know, that stupid dog. Now, your dog is not stupid, but just like that.
They're not stupid.
They're not stupid.
They're not stupid. They're, you should know that. They're not stupid. They're not.
Google says Shiba Inu dog breed information. So.
What?
It looks like it's a breed.
Well, I know that.
Well, we know
that. Well, I know, but that person was just like, it's not.
What?
No, they didn't. They said they have two of them. What in the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? What just happened?
I'm glad it's not me this time.
Did you have a stroke?
What? It says a Shiba Inu is not a stupid dog. I own two. What am I missing?
We know it's a breed.
We know it's a breed.
Jamie said, hey, there you are, stupid dog.
And this person
took it personally that she was calling her dogs a stupid dog.
I thought
they were saying it's not a dog.
Yeah, I heard
that. You get what I'm saying?
No. What happened? Do we have lead paint in here?
He's breathing all that smoke through the vents.
I don't even know what to do now.
I got
to
tell that story real quick, okay?
Okay.
We're sitting in the studio, and they've been working on an air conditioning here for, I don't know, a week or so, right, Jamie, to get it right?
Yeah.
Well, our engineer, he smokes like a chimney, okay?
Oh, my God.
The guy smokes cigarette after cigarette after cigarette. Well, he's on the roof, and remember, we're on the 11th floor, so we're right next to the roof.
Right.
He's up there where they're working on the air conditioner, smoking like a chimney, and all the smoke he's blowing out is coming back into the ventilation system, into our studio.
So we thought that everybody was kind of being weird to each other in here, because everybody thought somebody was going outside, like right out the door and smoking. Like,
right.
None of us would talk about it, but my eyes were watering, my nose was watering, and I was like, and then I thought, my God, is Schmidl smoking?
There's nobody on our show that smokes.
Right.
Okay? Nobody smokes cigarettes on our show and have it. But we were perplexed because we've got cigarette smoke in the room.
I know.
And we can't figure this out.
It's so
Turns
weird.
Out we've got an engineer on the roof.
He's on the roof, you guys, and it is awful.
Dude, I think he's gone through a pack of cigarettes this morning.
Oh, it's like secondhand smoke.
It
we
really
might as well
is.
Be in it.
He's killing us. All right, anyway, there you go. Tableau dry.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Yeah, yeah.
BJ, Jamie, morning show.
Bring back memories, bring back. Oh.
There's a lot of fog on I-70. They're saying slow down and be careful.
Watch out for Jim Hooley.
Yeah, watch out.
He's right on I-70.
I'm going to show you something, Jamie, that Carson, you'll see this too, that there's a fresh fish market in Japan that has come up with an idea on how you can take home the freshest fish ever.
Freshest fish ever.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. All right. Let's see here.
What? It's a live fish carrying
case.
It's
like a purse for a fish.
What?
It's a purse for a fish.
It's a fish purse.
It literally is a small tank that you carry like a purse.
Yeah.
And it's got a contraption on it to keep the water fresh with oxygen.
Yeah.
So that you can take the fish live from the fish market. Mm-hmm. Home and kill the fish yourself.
Yeah.
To give you the freshest fish
freshest fish
on the planet.
That is something.
Wild?
See, I don't like to know about the life of the things I eat.
And I would bond with it. I wouldn't be able to kill it.
I know.
By the time I get it home.
Yeah, that's how I am. And it's like, I remember my dad making lobsters, and I felt like they were screaming. Oh, I can eat it.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're saying the problem they're having with this particular market is that people are taking these fish home, and just exactly what you say. They might eat the fish that's in there, but they have fish at home in a tank, so they use these to take their fish for a walk.
Shut up. Listen.
No, read the last sentence.
Okay.
Read the last sentence. You tell me if I'm lying.
Many asking about the cost. Social media users have said that they will take their pet fish for a walk instead.
I hate this world.
I know. Hey, let me tell you something.
It's already up.
Carson, right. Since you didn't know this about BJ, and this is embarrassing, okay? I mean, you might have had to be like dressed up as a bunny every Easter, and that's embarrassing. But I want you to know there is a grown ass man in this room, and he had a dog stroller. And we went to Gay Pride weekend, and he was downtown with a freaking little dog in a stroller pushing him around.
Oh, that's adorable.
Pride Parade is not the best choice to have a dog stroller. All right? In Cheeseman Park.
It fit.
I get it.
You got a lot of attention.
Well, I didn't equate it quite the way that it eventually turned out that day that we showed up. We had a dog stroller, and the dog was in the stroller, and Lisa's with me, but I'm pushing the stroller.
Yeah, okay? You sure are.
There were plenty of guys in short shorts that thought I was adorable.
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, it was.
They would stop to talk, and I couldn't figure it out.
If anybody ever wants to pick up a gay man, put a little doggy in a stroller. It worked.
BJ and Jamie.
105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, couple of rumors floating over the weekend with this divorce situation with the Gates family. That's Bill and Melinda. First rumor was that, the guy, he's dealing with the wrong people. Jeffrey Epstein, for an example. That's the first rumor.
Yeah, so what's the deal with that? What was he doing with him?
Well, here's what the article says. It says Melinda Gates has been consulting a divorce lawyer ever since October of 2019 when Bill's meeting with Jeffrey Epstein was revealed. And she decided the marriage is broken. It's over. You're dealing with a pedophile.
Yeah, it's. I saw something where she said she warned him of, like, this guy's a bad dude, but he wouldn't listen to her.
Yeah, I guess something of that nature. Here's the news story.
This morning, a sigh of relief around the globe as remnants of that out-of-control Chinese rocket are now...
Rogue One. Hey, Spadil, do you have the Bill Gates? Were you able to find anything?
You asked me to find the rocket thing.
I know, but I also looked for Bill Gates. Nothing yet?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. No big deal.
Rocket,
we'll get to the
Bill
rocket.
Gates.
We'll get to the rocket, too. Yeah. All right, so he dealt with Jeffrey Epstein. She found out about it and wanted him to stop, and I guess he continued.
I guess so. But that's all they're saying. They're not saying, like, anything. He didn't do anything weird or anything like that.
That story seems weird to me.
Well, it seems like a stretch.
It does.
Yeah, like,
I agree.
Where's this coming from?
Without giving details of what was going on. Now, was he on that airplane? Did he go to the island?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Now,
if that kind of stuff emerged, then I could see it. But they've never given any details. It's just like he had a business dealing. Well, so what? A lot of people did.
Right. I could see that she wanted to separate herself if he's creepy, right? Like, you get the hell away from him. But now it's 2021. You wouldn't take that much time. You'd just be doing it right then.
Mm-hmm. And there are people that Bill Gates was dealing with a billionaire's world, that he probably didn't even know everything, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's got people taking care of that with his foundation. And other stuff, too.
Well, and the other rumor is, speaking of China, is that he was actually hooking up with a Chinese interpreter.
Now, this is the best rumor from the weekend. Okay, now we're talking. Right? The wife needs to comment on this.
So, I guess this is an interpreter that works for the Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Foundation, and she's an interpreter when they go over to China and stuff. Well, I guess he was like, hey, I like how you use your fingers, you know what I mean?
That is not in the story.
Yeah, because she did sign language.
That's not what she was doing. Yeah, They're not deaf.
Yeah, well, some of them were. She knows how to do that.
Look, her name is Miss Wang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Wang not only interpreted, but she also did this stuff. She did both.
She was handsy.
She was both things. She could do for the deaf, and she could also speak Chinese.
I didn't read that in the story. All right, let's move on to the rocket.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we talked about this all last week. The Chinese, speaking of Chinese, put up a rocket, and they put up a rocket that was delivering a stage of a space station for themselves, for their own country, right? And this rocket somehow got out of control and started plunging back to Earth. And on Saturday, it was to make a landing, not a true landing, but a crash, somewhere on the planet. And people were freaking out about it.
Well, it was weird because I woke up Saturday morning. I felt like nobody was really talking about it. And so I tweeted about it and nobody was really scared. Then in the middle of the afternoon, everybody started kind of talking about it. And then the next thing I know, it just landed.
Yeah.
Like, what in the hell?
I saw your tweet on Saturday morning and I thought, she's onto something here. I'm flipping through the channels. Not one word of a rocket coming at us.
No.
And that was the whole idea, that this thing was going to land somewhere. It was going to crash, actually. And it could be anywhere from Beijing to New York City. And here's the report.
This morning, a sigh of relief around the globe as remnants of that out-of-control Chinese rocket are now scattered in the Indian Ocean. U.S. Space Command confirming it re-entered the atmosphere over the Arabian Peninsula. China says, as expected, most of the debris burned up on re-entry. But even the slight possibility it could have hit a populated area had the world on alert for days.
We don't have a plan to shoot the rocket now.
Experts seeing it all as a gamble. And in a rare rebuke, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, a former astronaut, accused China of failing to meet responsible standards.
Big. Okay, so I read a bunch of stuff, all right? All right, so here's what the deal is. We have a humongous problem with space junk.
I would agree.
Huge problem. I forgot how many tons of space junk is up there, but it's bad. And in fact, one sliver of paint, a little bitty sliver of paint came off of some rocket ship or whatever.
Yeah.
It actually penetrated two panels of glass on a spaceship because they hit the chip of paint, and it penetrated, and they had three panes of glass, and it penetrated through two.
So the velocity of the paint chip itself is deadly.
Yeah.
Very deadly.
It's a paint chip.
You just take the paint chip and compare that with all the debris. And you mentioned this last week. Who was it? Elon, I think?
Yeah,
put a car up there? Yeah. There's a car up there.
I know.
Just floating around.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know what he's thinking. He's sending people up there.
There are old satellites that are up there. There are different, you know, stages of rockets that have gone up.
Well, I mean, talking about the satellites, too. There's, like, so many defunct satellites up there that don't even work.
Yeah.
So there's two huge companies that are now, they are recycling space junk. And it's crazy.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
How are they getting it back?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Magnets.
Oh. You're kidding.
No. They're gonna
big giant magnets.
They have big giant magnets, and one of them also uses a mobile arm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what?
You mean kind of like that claw thing that you can reach for stuff when you're, you know, when you can't get up and move around?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I was with my knee?
Yes, it's like a big claw. It's a remote arm that goes, and then the other one's a big magnet.
Mm. Yeah. My claw has an alligator head on the end of it. When you reach out, it looks like an alligator just picked that up. That's pretty cool, huh? And you could do that with space junk, too. Put a big alligator head out there in space. Bloop, pull it in. You get what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I kind of got myself out there on a limb.
And then you just kept going, though.
And I couldn't
get
back.
You didn't stop.
You believe in it, though.
But you even did sound effects.
I don't know what I did. I don't know what that was about.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I've got a little stack here, Jamie, of different stories that we didn't get to today.
Oh, okay.
Can I run through them real quick here, if you don't mind?
Sure, sure. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, it's going to rain today. It's going to snow possibly by tonight.
Actually, it's snowing in Georgetown right now, really heavy, they said. Yeah. So, just so
Sure looks like rain to me.
Well, I mean, Georgetown's
out the window.
Gotcha.
Vax Live, remember the concert over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
$302 million.
Ooh, that went well.
Yeah, that's for money to spread the vaccine around the world.
Wow.
Right?
All right.
$302 million.
Well, I hope they get some to India.
My God. That is the only story I've seen about that Vax Live concert over the weekend. Even though it aired on network television, I've not seen anything on it.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's talking about Elon.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. On weekend TV, not that at all.
Yeah. The guy that's has been pretty much, I guess, claimed to cheat at the Kentucky Derby.
Bob.
They're going to retest the horse. He says they're dead wrong.
Really? But he's been charged 5 times before.
Yeah, I know. He's just saying that this is a scam. Uh-huh. They're trying to take the money away from him. They're going to redrug the horse. Or, I mean, retest the horse.
Redrug the horse.
Wouldn't the drugs be out of the system by now?
I don't know how that works. Maybe they're going to take a piece of hair.
I don't either. Michael Jordan game jersey at the University of North Carolina, the only one there is, sold for $1.3 million over the weekend.
Whoa.
$1.3 million for a jersey. And I've got a Shaq basketball that's worth
$20.
I know. I don't get it. A Peyton Manning helmet.
I know.
Autographed. And it's worth like $25. And they get $1.3 million for this stinking jersey.
I think that there are people that are oversigners. And I think you got people that oversign.
Well, they claim of the years that Michael Jordan played at North Carolina that this is the only jersey that anyone kept. They have no idea where any of the others are, and that makes it priceless.
And then what do you do with that? You frame it?
I'd wear it.
It'd be a little tight.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be so snug. It'd be a half shirt on you.
Yeah, but look at my $1.3 million shirt I'm wearing right now.
And I bet you it smells a little bit.
I don't know if they have a dry cleaner. Maybe.
I don't know if you have or not. And finally, Shmadel, this is kind of for you here.
Uh-huh.
You know, out there, there's a lot of incentives to get the vaccine, right?
Yeah, by the way, I wanted to talk about this at some point. This is pissing me off.
Some places are offering gift cards.
Uh-huh.
Some businesses are offering, you know, paid leave, 4 hours to go get the shot if you want to. We'll pay you for it.
Yeah.
Others are just outright offering cash. But the number one The number one incentive to get the shot is free pot.
What? Where do I sign up?
Joints.
I already got mine.
Right. That's what I'm saying. All these incentives are irritating me. We should have acted like we're anti-vaxxers until they convinced us with either money for me or pot for you.
I know. I should have held out.
Why didn't we hold out? BJ's the only smart one.
Yeah, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. I'll go get the shot to get my pot, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll sell the pot to you.
You can't just give it to
me? No, I'm going to sell it
but
to you.
But don't you see this? Like, I even saw an article over the weekend. It's like, how much will you ask for to get the shot? And people are like, yeah, I want money. And I'm like, what? Why did I get it without money?
Yeah, I was just trying to be a good person.
I know.
The right thing.
I know. They were like, maybe the government will send out money. I mean, they're sending out money for everything right now for people to get shots. I'm like, that is not fair for those of us that are good people.
We should get like a bonus tax or something.
Yeah. Asshats like BJ should not get paid.
I think that price will keep going up.
I do too. That's what I'm saying.
Because
I agree with you.
The government wants it so badly that I think they're at some point going to write a check for a grand.
I guarantee you they do.
Yeah, it's like government stimulus to get your arm shot up.
It's about time I got paid for something.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
So ridiculous.
I'm happy with this.
No, it's not fair to those that are very good American citizens.
We jumped at the chance to get the shot, and you didn't have to give us any incentive.
You know why? Because we care about you.
Which turned out to be a really poor business decision. Okay? Thank you.
So irritating.
Cha-ching, baby.
I got a bottle of water.
Same.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
I didn't even get snacks.
Well, we had snacks. So
have a great day. Enjoy your wet Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.